hoping out, hoping that I could be home right now. The feel of the breeze, the smell of the trees under my brow.
Too Much Rock Podcast number 199. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Yukon Blonde. That one's called Stairway, and that's on the band's new album, Tiger Talk, which comes out March 20th on Novato Records. The band is currently touring. They're making it to South by Southwest and then all the way across Canada, where they're from. They're from Vancouver, BC. I really enjoy that album a lot, and that song there is just a power pop gem. And there is a good video for that one, too. You'll see that one posted on the Too Much Rock Google Plus. That's kind of where I put the videos I enjoy, so gotta have some reason for that account to exist, right? Well, as you can hear, I have escaped the rainforest of Hawaii, and I'm back in Kansas City with windows open and sun shining. It's very nice, though working out in New Jersey now, so it's a little different scene for me out there. If you're around in the Asbury Park area, get in touch. Let's go see a rock show. Let's see. I've got good music coming up. Let's play something by Tiny Victories. This song is called Lost Weekend.
We'll be right back. time. I said the devil takes the first one, and you were the first one to break down a serious shakedown. So now you spend a lost weekend walking around in your head. Spend a lost weekend walking around in your head. Yeah.
And that is Sleepy Sun from San Francisco. The name of that song is She Rex. It's on the band's album Spine Hits, which will come out April 10th on The End Records. A band bucking a lot of the San Francisco musical trends of late, but making their own sound there. I can't say I'm a big fan, but maybe you are. Maybe you should jump over to iTunes or Amazon and take a listen and see if that album is for you. Before that, we heard from Tiny Victories, a band from Brooklyn, New York. The name of that song is Lost Weekend, and that is on the band's album Those of Us Still Alive. Actually, I think that's an EP that the band has self-released on their own Bird Dog Records. It'll come out sometime this year. I don't think it's out yet, but we don't know exactly when that's going to happen. And it's all kind of a bit of a prep for a forthcoming full length that'll be out this summer, I believe. I want to let you know how the podcast works. Every week, or two is been the case lately, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. Hopefully I make good choices, make good music, and everybody enjoys the podcast. Let's see. Speaking of good choices, I've got a track coming up here by Steve Stiffman and Land of No, a quirky little band out of New York, but this track is just great. It's called There Is an Aching.
He says my songs are too deep and gloomy. He wishes that I could be more like Jenny to me. Just give me my Joni, my Nick, Neil, and Bob. You can keep your tsunami, your slant, six, and smog. What's the story, he says, by the glory, I say. What's the news, he says, the silver juice. His heavenly hang up is getting me down, and it's making me wonder why you're singing around. Cause I don't fit into this indie scene. Huggy Bear and Helium and half Japanese. Sebado and Centrado and Super Junk and I don't know. Doug and Lou and Calvin too and Kim and Kim and Kim and Kim. Stuck in the past and he's stuck on his four track, but I can't get through to his one track line. I'll just play and record in a major chord. Maybe I will win his heart this time, yeah. Maybe I'll win his heart this time.
Jumping back 25 years for that one. That is Scruffy the Cat with the song My Baby, She's Alright. That's on the band's album Tiny Days, which came out in 1987 on Relativity Records. Relativity, along with Enigma, put out a lot of cassette samplers in the late 80s, and I discovered so many bands from those samplers, and Scruffy the Cat is just one of those. Before that, we also heard from Boston band Mary Lou Lord with her song His Indie World, and that is on her first self-titled EP, which came out in 1995. 1975, though you can now find that on iTunes on Wonder Drug Records. Fantastic, because you're not going to find the physical copy, and it's great to have those songs back. And that's what I did there. I'm a big fan. And we started the set off with Steve Schiffman in the Land of No with the song There's an Aching. That is on his EP Everlasting Sun, which will come out March 6th on Later Records. That is the third EP he's released in the last, 6 months or so, preparing for a full-length coming real soon. That song is Very Big Star, but that's okay. We need more bands who are riding that train. Speaking of Big Star, there's going to be a complete performance of the third album by Big Star at South by Southwest from an all-star lineup. So that's almost enough to get me to make that trip down to Looneyville, but not enough. Well, I see I'm out of time, so let's get the business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 199. I am your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Total Control. The song is called Love Performance. It was on the band's album Hinge Beat, which came out sometime last year on Iron Lung Records. It's a band from Australia, Melbourne, I think, that is including a lot of people from other bands that you probably haven't heard of either. But this is a great post-punk album. It's rough and raw in the right places and just brilliant throughout. So I'm a big fan of this one. Hopefully you will be too. This is Total Control with the song Love Performance. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Station.